Cause you have chosen a narrow path, the hardest way. There's a great portion of heaven, great portion of heaven waiting for you because of what you decided. Oh, that was a prophecy, was a prophecy the angel told to the great messenger. That is what will produce a great victory in the love divine. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. Divine love will live in me. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. Oh, this path has many trials and many battles against the enemy. God is holy. But His Holy Spirit will lead us to perfect love. Oh, there is not much time remaining. There is not much time remaining. Not much time remaining to walk in this path. We can hear the chariots of our beloved one coming to meet us. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I wanna get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. Oh, the desire that divine love will live in me. That divine love will live in me. Don't you want divine love to live in you? That divine love will live in me.
Great to all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's a great privilege to be here this morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 2 from verses 15 up to 17. And it came to pass that Jesus sat at the meat in his house. Many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribe and the Pharisees saw him eat with the publicans and the sinners, they said unto his disciples, how is that he ate and drink with the publicans and the sinners? And when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick, I come not to call the righteous, but the sinner to repentance. Let's open John chapter 2. John chapter 2. We read one verse there. It's verse 5. It's Mary speaking to the disciple. And his mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Let us all enter together to a time of prayer, commit ourselves before the Lord. Father, once again, I come humbly before thy presence this morning to thank you. Que toi tu puisses l'air béni au nom puissant de Fils Jésus-Christ, que nous t'avons ainsi prié. Gloire et louange à l'Église de ton Seigneur, que nous t'avons ainsi prié. Amen. Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, humbly before thy presence this morning, we want to thank you for your mercy and your grace to each of us life, Father. If it wasn't because of thee, we will not be present this morning. That's why we want to acknowledge you this morning, that you shall come down in the form of the Holy Spirit and shall take control of everything, Father. And with the authority of the word, Father, I command every spirit that is not of you, Father, out of this place, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That you shall speak through me, Father, and you shall put aside all the human element, everything that could hinder you to walk freely this afternoon, Father. We put it aside, and we invite you, the unseen guest, that you shall come and be the main speaker this morning, because we didn't come here to see with one another, we come to see with thee, Father. That's why we ask you, Father, we are under expectation that you, the one who is faithful to thy word, who says, what two or three are gathered in my name, I shall be in their midst. And we believe that you are among us this morning. And we ask you, Father, that all the request that was presented before thee and the prayer was already made, Father, we ask you again that you shall heal the sick, Father, and you shall grant the healing, Father, to their body and be with them and strengthen them, Father. Father, we want also to remember our pastor. We command him at thy hand. Amen. That you shall take control of the time that is there in England, and you shall use him. Yes. And you shall bless us this morning. We believe that you will be with us in the preaching of the word. Amen. Father, we command all at thy hand in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, amen. Amen. You maybe have a seat. Just before we start, we go to our main topic. I would like to tell you one very good story. The story is from the prophet. And the prophet tells the story. It was in the message, to whom shall we go? And it's a very good story, because everything that you're going to speak today, it will be down to that line. The prophet said there was a young man that he was sick in a certain place in America. And that young man was sick, was having a problem with his ear. And it was so advanced that there was no hope left, just the death. And they searched. He went to the doctor, and the doctor told him, I know only one man, the old doctor, is a veteran, is retired already, but it's the only one who can help you for that kind of sickness. He can go and diagnostic, and will tell you exactly if it's possible for an operation or something else. And the young man, they says, the one who told him, I say, I don't know if he's still there, because I heard he's going to Paris for holiday. And they phone the man, when they phone him, and they get the old man, and they catch the plane, straight they went to Louisville. And the prophet said, by the time they get there, and the old man examine him, and he found that the sickness was advanced The same way the local GP told him. And they said, the young man, this is very serious. This will take your life. But I know nothing, what can I do at the moment? And they say, can't you do the operation for me? And the young man, and the doctor says, no, my hand is sticky. I can't do the operation for you. And they say, what can I do then? And I say, I know only one man in the United States of America, only one man that I know, that who can do the operation for you. And he says, tell me who he is. And they say, he's in New York. He's a doctor there, but I think also he's going to holiday. But you better catch the plane and go and get your operation done there. And the man went, and the prophet says, now the story didn't end there. It wasn't good for him, the old doctor, just to tell him that he knows someone, and they didn't show him the way to get there. He has to show him the way that he can get there to that doctor. And this afternoon, we want to look at the prescription of the doctor Jesus. And if the brother can put us the things there, the topic there, we want to focus on it. But I don't think that we will be able to finish it tonight because there's so many things to do. To say that I've been reading and studying the Bible, studying the message for a few months on this topic, but I find a lot of the things that we go through, it's to do with the prescription of Dr. Jesus. Now, every doctor we know that must issue a prescription. And we want to look first at the role of the doctor. I took this one from the internet. And it says now that a doctor can be found in a hospital, clinic, and other medical facilities designed to diagnose and treat the sick and the injured. And the doctor examines a patient's health and finds the cause and the solution for the illness. Now, there's three things that you must keep in mind there. He must diagnose, and he must find the cause, and he must give the solution for the illness. Because he's not a doctor if he has no solution. Right. What's the matter of finding the cause and not having the solution to heal the decision? Now, you must have the solution to heal the decision. Now, we see that if a doctor, human doctor, physically speaking, those natural doctors, they have to do these things, which it means that Dr. Jesus also, he must do the same thing.
That's right.
Because he's greater than this human doctor that learned from the knowledge of the tree of good and the evil. Is greater than them. Now, it's very important that we bear in mind that he must do the diagnostic first. He has to diagnostic first. And when he finds the cause now, and he will give the solution.
That's right.
Now, his role is to help and to save the sick, but not to kill them. Now, in the man thinks that if we look here, now, to do with the doctor, we have three main players there. That we can say even four of them. Because there's a doctor there. We call him Dr. Jesus. And also there's a patient. Now the patient could be a believer or a sinner. And we have now a druggist or a nurse. That the pastor that has to give the medicine now to the sick person. And we have the hospital itself, which we can call it the church. Because the church being the hospital, everybody is accepted to come.
Right.
If you come to church, you must know that somehow you have the need of a touch from Dr. Jesus.
That's right.
If there's no need of it, you should not be here this morning.
That's right.
And your presence here this morning means that somehow, physically or spiritually speaking, you need a touch from Dr. Jesus.
Amen.
That's why you are here this morning.
Amen.
That the purpose of us being here this morning, not to see one another, is to get a touch from Dr. Jesus. Because once we get a touch from him, we can go home well. But if you come to under another motive, you will not get anything. Because here we come, is that the doctor shall diagnostic the case, and he shall speak to us, and he shall give us the solution.
That's right.
Not just we put our tie, we put our suit in the morning, and it come like a culture. No, we don't come that way. We come because we know that we need something. Spiritually speaking or physically speaking, we all need something.
Right.
Now, we see that the purpose of the doctor being a doctor is to save the people's life.
Amen.
And I read the oath of the doctor, like he, Catholic oath. It's so long, I can't read for you, but I get the main point today. When the doctor will make a note, what he make a note is that he must treat everybody equal. Everybody that come with a need, even the enemy of his father. If his own enemy, he has to treat them the same. Now that's the way he has to do. And he must impart that knowledge, that art of medicine to other people that are willing to know it. Now we know exactly that Jesus, when we were his enemy, he came and give us the treatment that we need. Now, and you remember that the prophet tells us that the medicine, the symbol that you see there, the prophet says they took it from the Bible.
Amen.
Because it was what Moses did. When we go back to Numbers, let's go to Numbers, make a background there. Numbers chapter 21, and we find exactly that they get from the Bible. Because they pulled that serpent on the pole, it was the same thing that Moses did. Now, Numbers chapter 21, from verse 8. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is biting, when he looked upon it, shall live. Now, that was the purpose of the doctor. That was the purpose there, that we know and Jesus tell us, the scripture tell us, that this serpent upon the pole, it was Jesus himself. It was Jesus, because we know that the serpent, it represents the sin being judged. And the pole is the cross, that piece of wood that represents the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross, judged for your sin. And the punishment upon him, that you and I should be free from our sickness, spiritually and physically speaking. But the doctor, we look at natural doctor. They are just a doctor who heals the body. But this one we want to speak about him. Dr. Jesus, he heals both the body and the soul.
That's right.
That the great doctor, he heals both the body and the souls. And he know how to do it. And he's very talented on healing that kind of things. Even when you go physically speaking to a doctor, when the doctor, natural doctor, they are not able to heal you. The prophet said, the last one you have to go to see, you must go and see Dr. Jesus. Physically speaking, if when they say that they can't heal cancer, but Dr. Jesus is able to heal cancer.
That's right.
Is able to heal any kind of disease that you have in your body, that you have in your health, is there to heal every kind of the disease. Now we see that if the doctor's purpose is to save the sick, now it's not, his purpose is not to kill them. It's the opposite side. If someone comes to the doctor and he died there now, it's not doctor's responsibility. He's not accountable for it. Because his oath and everything that he swear is to heal the people and to make sure that he help these people. They get out of their condition. It's the same thing with Jesus. Jesus never come to kill anybody. He come to save the life of the people. He didn't come to kill any. He come to save the life of the people.
Amen.
And the prophet tells us, and he says, God will not send you to hell. God is not there to send you to hell.
Right.
No, it's not God that will send you to hell. But you send yourself to hell. Because being doctor is not there to kill the people. It's not there to separate people from himself, but to bring people to himself. Because the scripture, even what we read there, in Mark chapter 2, and it says that people that were around him, they were sick people. There was sinners and the publicans. There was people that need him. Now, you can only go to a doctor when you are sick. If you are healthy, you can't go to him. And the prophet says now, that God never sends someone to hell. He says you send yourself to hell. By what? Rejecting God provide the way. Right. You kill yourself by rejecting the doctor prescription. That's the way you kill yourself. God's business is not to kill you. It's to save your life. But we read here from John chapter 2. Mary was telling his disciple, the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, that everything that he will ask you to do, do it. Now the scripture tells us, I heard Brother Wilmore reading. It was a very good things going together. The scripture tells us that obedience is better than a sacrifice. That's what the scripture says. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. That's why Mary says, do not make the sacrifice to come and to follow him and not obeying his word. Now everything that he will tell you to do, do it. And if he asks you to do a certain things, even if it's difficult, do it. You will get a blessing from it. But if he asks you to do something and you are not doing it, it's not his business if you die. That's why the prophet said, God will do everything that he can. He will do everything that he can to protect you, not going to hell. But your own decision, your own choice will send you to hell. God will do everything that he did for his bride to send the bride the message of the hour that we could escape the tribulation. God doesn't want his bride or a member of his bride to go to the tribulation. No, God doesn't want it. If he wanted it, he could not send the message of the hour. If he sent the message of the hour, it means that God has provided a way for his bride to escape the tribulation and to go straight to the rapture. Right. But if you're going to be a candidate of the rapture, it's not the prophet to blame. It's not God to blame. It's not the pastor to blame. It's because you reject God provide the way. Right. Once you reject it now, it means that you adopt your own way. But your own way is not respected by God. Amen. God can only respect his way. Amen. That's the only way God can respect. And God will not respect man made way. He respects his way that he has made. That's the only way that he respects. And the prophet say, what happened when we reject now the doctor prescription? He said, if you look in Eden, God put everything that Adam and Eve need for them to live eternal. He put everything that they need. He gave them his word that you shall live by this word. And if you stay with this world, there will be no death. There will be no separation. Now, by the moment now, Eve now, she adds something to what God was given unto them. What does it cause? It caused death straight away. Right. They were separate now from God. Now, you must bear in mind that everything, the trouble that will come to your life, it doesn't come from God. Right. It comes from yourself. If it's a case that comes to your life, you are the cause of the case. God is not the cause of the case. Because it proves it through all the Bible. Right. If you look at Hebrew children when they're coming out of Egypt, and they were under message of Moses, and they were following Moses, and everything was according to God's plan, there's nothing that came unto them against them.
That's right.
Now, but by the moment now, they follow Balaam now. They went in another way. That's where they get in a mess. They went in trouble now. That's why that man in the Bible, in Numbers chapter 25 now, he has now to come and calm the wrath of God. Now that Phinehas has to come and calm the wrath of God. Why? It's by now killing his brother that did went out with the children, with the daughters of Balaam, with the children of Moab. Now he killed them now that to appease the wrath of God. Now when God, it's time when the blood is shed now, it appeases the wrath of God. Now we see the same thing in Eden now. For God to be calm when Adam sins and Eve. What happened now? God has to kill the lamb and the blood now. Once the blood is shed now, God's wrath is appeased. Now God's wrath is down now. It always walk that way. Now you have to much bear in mind that it's not always the doctor to blame. And this doctor, naturally speaking, that learn from college or universities, those are natural doctors. They can make a mistake. But the great doctor, the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no mistake in his prescription. Everything is perfect today. There's no mistake with God. If he puts something in his word, which it means that is important for you and is important for me. Spiritually speaking, and for our body also, it's important. There's nothing in the Bible to reject. Everything is the Bible. It's good for us. Everything in the message is good for you and I. If it wasn't good, God will not send it. Now, if something that was wrong there, God will not send it. Now, we must know that the prophet said that the Indian, when they kill a meat, or an animal, they eat everything. Everything that the animal has, they eat it. They eat the leg, they eat the stomach and everything. It's good for the family. And the word of God, the message of the hour, everything that is in it is good for us. Amen. It's good for our family. Being a Christian family, those things are very good. But we find that the trouble, many troubles that happen to our life is when we reject now the prescription. And that prescription is nothing but the word of God. Now as we go, you will see with many examples of the Bible, when the people get to trouble, it's because they rejected what God has given unto them. Because
right.
God always will provide a way for you. And always he will provide a way for me. That God knows that only the way that's provided by God, that God accepts, no matter how man will make a claim. But if the way is not provided by God, God will not accept it. God will not accept it at all. And something must happen there. If they reject the way of God, they must have their own way. Now we see that there's a doctor there that is a faithful doctor. And that is a doctor Jesus that does his job according to what he has to do. And he must make sure that everything he's doing is perfect. And he will diagnose the case. And the prophet says, if you go to a good doctor, every good doctor that you go to, if you go to a good doctor, when you come to him and tell the doctor, look, I wake up this morning with a big headache. And you go to the doctor and he said to you, take this medicine and go drink it. The prophet says something wrong with that doctor. He said, you must know that this doctor is not a good doctor or he doesn't like him. Because the good doctor will not issue a prescription to you. Just you come and tell, no, I'm having a headache. And the good doctor will tell you now, take this prescription. It can't happen. The good doctor will not do it. The prophet said the good doctor, what he will do first, he must diagnose the case. He must find out what is wrong with you before he could give you maybe an aspirin and say, go get for your headache. Before he could give you a painkiller, he must examine you completely and find the cause. Then he can give you what is appropriate for your problem. And if he doesn't do it, it's something wrong with him. Because it could be maybe something else. The prophet said it could be maybe something in your body that is causing that headache. And the doctor says, get the aspirin and a painkiller. And the pain will finish for 5 or 1 hour. And later on now, the pain will come back again. Which it means that the doctor didn't find the case.
That's right.
He didn't find the cause. Because if he finds the cause, he will give you something that is right for you. And you will go and take it now. And once you drink it, it will finish the problem.
Right.
That what when we come to the doctor sometime, we are quick to go. We don't want the doctor to examine ourselves. Because maybe we are afraid that, no, I don't want, like some people, if you tell them to take the blood sample, if they know that their life is not right, they will not like to give the blood sample. Because you say, the doctor will say, maybe I got AIDS. But that will be a disaster. Now the person says, now I'm a candidate of death. But the good doctor, if you go to the hospital, I went many times, even with my wife, when she's pregnant, they will take everything, all the sample, the blood sample and everything, and to make sure that everything is in order. If it's not in order, they can't just say, no, it's okay. We listen to what you tell us. You headache, I give you this. It is very good. You get Sulpodine. It will finish your problem. But the headache will still come back again. Which is mean they didn't deal with the cause. Because even the scripture says that in Revelation chapter 2, it says, remember where thou art fallen. You have to find the cause first before you could give the treatment. Now when God speaking to us, he must find the cause first. He must speak to us and deal with the real thing. He can't just give you brush things out and let you go and say, you come to church, it's okay. God bless you, you go to the rapture. No. He can't leave you that way. Because you come to the hospital, God must deal faithfully to you. God must find exactly what is wrong with you before he could let you go. Because if you go, that we saw it many times, someone will come to church exciting while the service is there. And Monday, Tuesday, he go back to the same thing. Or she go back to the same thing. Because she never take the prescription. Or something wasn't told to her exactly what is wrong with her. You try to do this and try to do this. But the cause must be found first before to give the right solution. And if it's a lasting problem now, God has to deal with it.
That's right.
God must deal with that problem. If we deal with it, and he will give you everything that it needs for you to overcome that condition. But many times, when God tells us exactly what it is, what does it make? It makes us to hate the person who preached or the person who says about it. But it's God dealing with you directly.
That's
the only way that God can deal with you. That's the only way that God can find and say, no, the problem there is not the temper. The problem is that there's no new birth there. It needs a new birth. What the new birth is there, everything will take care of itself.
That's right.
These things will finish. Now, as it is there, something must happen. You see, the love of the things of the world is still there because there is something wrong with the nature. The nature is not yet changed. It needs something there, a special prescription, because different sickness and different prescriptions.
That's right.
Someone that have a cancer, you can't give him a prescription of TB. It will not help the person.
That's right.
Now, there's a difference now. And the hospitals also are different. There's a TB hospital where the specialist will be dealing only with those kind of cases. And now, if you go back to the Bible, we find that every age has its own problem.
Amen.
That's why we find even in the Bible, we have those four anointing: the anointing of the lion, of the ox, of the man, and of the eagles. Because there's a different kind of sickness. And there's a different kind level of the problems. You can't bring now the ox anointing in the seventh age. It can't work.
That's right.
It's not possible. It will not work. It will work there in that time there. Of man, of lover. In territory age, it worked there. But in this age, this particular age, it will not work at all. That's why you have to move when God is moving.
That's right.
You must move when God is moving.
Right.
When God finds that for this age that we are living in. And remember, the prophet says in a spoken word, he says, a prophet also is a doctor. But the great doctor is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
That's right.
He says, Amos now, when he came in Amos chapter 3 and started speaking to the Hebrew children, he issued a prescription for them. Because he examined the condition now. And when we come to our time, in the seventh age that we are living in now, and the prophet has issued a prescription now, but looking at the condition of the age that you are living in, and you know exactly that this church age, this special church age, they need a certain special prescription to help them. Because it will not work at all. The message of Luther, it will not work in this time. Now, it will not work. The message of Wesley, it will not work in this time. This is another age, and the devil also has another tactic. It's another decision. And the decision of this age, you know what it is? It's lukewarm. And the lukewarm is confusion. The decision of this age now, it's lukewarm. Someone has no position. Like the way Brother Wilmer says, God says, destroy them. You have to destroy them completely. Not 90%. If it's 90%, it means that it's lukewarm.
That's right.
Now, that's the decision of this age. As we go, you will understand that God knows exactly why does he send the anointing of the eagle in this age. Why God send us the message of the hour. Why God has to send Elijah in this age, not in the age of Luther. Because the Elijah could not come there. Elijah come this age because there is a special mission. Because Elijah doesn't always come that way. When Elijah come, it means that there's need something that must be dressed. And he must rebuild the altar. And he must bring the things back to the original set. It's always that Elijah that does that kind of things.
That's right.
That's always Elijah. That's why we have Malachi 4:5 in this age. God sending this particular doctor to come with a message like this. Because he knows that the only message that can work, it must be the message of Malachi 4. That's the message that will work in this time. Because the prophet says, when the spoken word, God called man. The prophet said, God doesn't call a coward. God, when he call a man, he call a man that he can stand with the word of God.
That's right.
And he call a man who can say, black is black, white is white. Now, when he call also someone to be a Christian, he call a Christian in this category. A Christian will say, this is wrong, and this is wrong. Will not try to be in the between. Sometime in the world, and sometime in Christianity. And they will have a cut and a clean decision. And they will say, now it's time for me to separate. I must separate myself. That this is my calling. This is the prescription. Because the prescription now of the doctor Jesus, of God to Abraham. What was the prescription when he called Abraham? He said, come out of thy kindred now. Come out of thy family. Come out of thy father's house now. And I will make you a blessing. You see now, it has to be a separation first. God has to separate you first. Now, if Abraham didn't take God's prescription now, nothing will happen to him.
Right.
He will not have Isaac. Now, you see that it linked with certain condition. He will not have Isaac if he didn't take the prescription.
Right.
No, he will not have him at all. Now, us now, to have Jesus Christ in the form of the Holy Spirit, we must take the prescription. We must, because Isaac is the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to have him, you must take the full prescription. If the full prescription is not taken, you will not have Isaac at all. Because imagine if Abraham will say that, no, I will do this, despite what God says. But I'm also human. I can do these things that way. It will not happen at all. Nothing will happen because he must come to the full obedience to the word of God. That the way God, it's time, that's why he says this topic, it includes everything in the Bible. Because we see the way it works. I will read the quote from the Barabranum. You find when the prophet explained the prescription of the Dr. Jesus. And Dr. Jesus himself. And I find that is exactly, he's a doctor. Even the scripture tell us, before even we get there, the scripture himself tell us, because Jesus says that the physician come not for the people that are feeling well.
Right.
He come for the sick people. That which he means that he's speaking himself to be a physician.
Amen.
That himself is a doctor. And when he come to this world, is to save the life of the people. It's to save your life and to save my life. But we must be saved according to the prescription. We must be saved according to the prescription. Not in our own way. Otherwise, we will not be saved. That the way the things has to happen. That the way the order of the Bible. But now, the prophet says now, once the doctor examines everything, and he finds the cause, and he will take the prescription now, and now he gives the prescription now to the druggist or to the pharmacy. Now the people that work there, the one that work in that place, that where we call him the pastor, the one that work there now, he must mix everything and together according to the prescription. If he say there's this amount of antidote that need to be in, and this amount of poison that must be in, he must respect it. Or she must respect it, must exactly put the things according to the prescription. Because there is the danger not respecting the prescription.
That's right.
Now, and the prescription there was made not to kill you, but to kill the sin inside of your life. That's why the medicine was given. The medicine is given not to kill the patient, but to kill the disease inside of the body of the patient. That the word of God didn't come to kill you. The word of God is come to give you life. It's come to save you. It's come to kill sin inside of your life. It's come to destroy completely the way God says it to the Hebrew children. That to destroy them completely. Don't let anyone. Because if it doesn't destroy completely, the sin will come back again. That God has to finish with the sin question completely. And the way he does it, he washes you. And he washes me by the water of the word.
Amen.
By the word, that the way he does it. And completely done. But the prophet say, if now the druggist adds something to it, inside of giving life, it will give death. Someone will die. Inside of you receiving life, you will receive death. Why? Because the druggist, those denomination druggists, inside of giving people the pure word of God, they give hybrid to word of God. Something that is mixed. That's why there's no life. Because if there is a life, there must be life there. Because in the prescription is that to kill this, to kill the sick, not the patient. To kill the deceased, that inside of the body. Now the word of God come not to kill you. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 8 and see that there is God always. He provides something to his people. It's time when there is a need of something. God always provides something for his people. And to deal with the cause, not to kill the people. But we find that if that prescription is not handled in the hand of someone that is qualified to do the job, and not someone that is learned from education or something else, it will kill the person. Now you must be happy when you find someone that brings the full word of God to you. As Paul says, I wasn't shown to declare the whole counsel of God.
Amen.
Unto thee. Now that is something very important. Now here, in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22, is it there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Now that is a question. It's God that was speaking. Why the health of my people, the daughters of my people, are not recovered? Why? Is it there's no physician there? Is there's no prescription there? And we know that God was their physician. And his word was their prescription. But why people were not healed? Something there wrong. Because God's speaking. I have provided everything that is there. And we know that he, it says, the daughters of my people. And all the time when you see in the Bible, the woman, it means a church. The prophet says, God, he is speaking to the church. Why the church are not healed? Why the church is not in a condition that God wanted it to be? Now, you can take the church as a group of the people, or you can take the church as an individual. Because you individually also, you are a church. And the church, the prophet says, it's made of three kinds of believers. It's made of the genuine believer, the make believer, and the unbeliever. And you too, you are made of three kinds of believers. There's a body, soul, and the spirit. You see now, and we know that the soul there, that is the genuine believer. And the spirit is the make believer, and the body is the unbeliever. Now we get down that the same thing now. Why the health of my people, spiritually, this church, the denomination church, why they are not recovering? Why they can't overcome the condition of the age that you are living in? Something wrong somewhere. And the prophet said, it's time now. When we went to the doctor,
And he examined faithfully the case. And he come back to us. And he give us now the prescription now. And we take the prescription. And it didn't work. We must go back again to the prescription to see if it was done according to the prescription. Because it must always work. It's not enough to go to the doctor. The obedience is better than the sacrifice. It's not enough to come to church. It's not enough to join with the group of the message believer. But the obedience is better than the sacrifice. Now, the obedience is better than the sacrifice. Now, I will show you one scripture. In Luke, if you know the story of the young rich ruler. Now, the story of the young rich ruler. And he went, he knew that he was sick. He knew that he needed something. Because only the sick person that can go to the doctor. But this young rich ruler, he knows exactly that he has a problem. And he knows that, no, my problem now. I know there's one doctor in the land. It's only him. Not these Pharisees. Not this scribe that will finish my story. That will tell me exactly what I need. I know one doctor that is able to change my condition. I know one doctor that is able to show me the way that I need to get to the kingdom of God. And he ran straight away to Jesus. And when he gets there to Jesus, and he come unto him and say, good master, what can I do that I shall inherit the kingdom of God? He know that he needs something. He know exactly where to go. He didn't try. He didn't guess where will I go. He know exactly that for me to know about the kingdom of God, I must go to Jesus. Now, it means that he testified that the Pharisees and the scribes, they were fake. If they were genuine, he could go to them. But he know, these people, they don't know the way. I know one man that know the way is the man Jesus. Now, it was the sacrifice that he made. And he knelt down. That is okay. But the obedience was better than all the sacrifice that he did. He ran to Jesus, which was something good. He want to find the way of the truth. He want to find the way that he can make sure that when I leave, when this body is destroyed, I will be able to get somewhere. I will be able to get to Jesus. It's something that is very important. It's something that troubled him because he know all the theology, everything that he's supposed to know, he know about it. Because if you follow the conversation with Jesus, he knows everything. Because Jesus asked him, do you know the commandment? He said, I know them. I observed them since when I was young. And many people will tell you that I know the Bible. I used to go to the church before with my parent. But you can be in the same condition. That despite that many years, how many times you have observed the commandment of God. But you never yet find the what it takes for you to go to heaven. There's something missing. Because this man was genuine. He know that there's a need inside of me. There is something, there's easiness inside of me. I don't have confidence that if I leave this world in this condition, I will go to heaven. The emotion work well. And everything work well. But when you come to now to a showdown, when you come to the last minute of your life, you will know exactly where are you heading into. You will know your direction. You can fool everybody because he used to go to church. He may present himself before the priest. He says, me, I will go to heaven. But inside of him, when he come to Jesus, something proved there that despite the knowledge that he had, something was lacking inside of his life. And what was lacking is the separation from the things that was dear unto him. The things that was important unto him, he could not separate himself from that. He could not separate himself from the love of the things of the world. And that was a big snare for him. It was a big problem for him to get to Jesus. That Jesus wasn't able to lead him. Because we know that God walk in free moral ages. God will not force you his way. God will only present his way to you. But it's up to you to take it or to reject it. If you take it, you have eternal life. If you reject it, then you die. That's the way it is. If you reject now, it will finish with you. But if you take it now, you have eternal life with you. And God presented to him. He never forced anything to him. He never tell anything. Jesus says, look, I can see the desire inside of you is good. But there's one thing that you have to do. That kind of relationship, you have to separate yourself from it. That kind of a friendship, it will hinder you to go to the rapture. You have to separate yourself from it. And that things that you are holding it, that thing that is dear to you, it doesn't allow me to do a full work inside of your life. You must get out of the throne, then I can come in. I can't come in the throne while you are sitting there. We can't fight. No, you have to willingly accept to get out of that place, then I can lead you. And Jesus looked at him, and he loved him. And the same way he will look at you this afternoon, and he loved you. But he has something that he need a change from you. And he wants you to get out of certain condition that he can lead you. That's why we read the scripture. He came for the sinners, but the sinners must accept him to change their life. He can't change you unless you accept yourself. You must willingly accept that he can change you. Then he can change. Because if you are not accepting it, he will never change you at all. He will never change you at all. And the young man, no matter what the experience, what he did, the sacrifice that he made, and he went there, and the good desire that was inside of his heart, and he went straight in front of Jesus, and seeking the kingdom of heaven, and he wanted to get there, and Jesus have a very good conversation with him, because he wanted to draw forth his spirit. He wanted to show him that the knowledge that you have is good enough, but me, I'm more than the Ten Commandments. Now, observing the Ten Commandments is not enough, but you have to separate yourself, because there's no relationship between dark and the light. Amen. There's no relationship. You can't be in the church on Sunday and go Monday back to the things of the world. Busy there in the party of the people of the world. And you are busy there in those activities. And you are there doing the same thing that the heathen are doing. What's the difference between you and them? No, the difference is not just making not dressing as a skirt. No, the difference is the life. The life you live has to be different from them. It must be a different of life. And these things, the prophet says, God doesn't have the great children. God has sons and daughters. God has sons and daughters. And the way he make you and I, the sons and the daughter of God, is only one way that he made us daughter and son of God. And he knows the way. And he has that perfect way to make you and I the son and daughter of God. And the prophet said the prescription that Peter gave them at the day of Pentecost. You know what the prescription Peter gave them? He said, repent now and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you shall receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now once you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost now, then you become a son and a daughter of God. Now that is the prescription. But if you reject that prescription now, no matter how many times you can go to church, no matter how many times you can do religion things, and this country, the same country that we are living in, people are so religious. They do a lot of things. Even this last Friday, one sister was telling me, say, ah, I saw something amazing the way it used to be in Congo. I saw people dressed in black and following a priest. They were doing the ceremony, religion ceremony, of a Good Friday. But that will not save someone at all. Amen. The only thing that can save you, that can make you a daughter and a son of God, it has to be through the new birth. That was the prescription now that Dr. Jesus issued to Peter. And Peter gave to the people. He said, this is the prescription. This is what you need to do. If you want to get to the kingdom of God, you must repent and you must be baptized and to get where Jesus is. That's why the prophet says there's no need for telling someone the way and not showing him the way. Yeah, that's right. You have to show someone the way, how he needed to do, and to get it there. Now, Jesus speaking to the young rich ruler, and to tell him the way he has to do. Some question, and the man was very good in reading the Bible and observing the scripture. But Jesus says, there is something that is lacking in you.
That's right.
And he gets to the point. He examined the doctor. He examined everything. He examined his patient. He took some time with him now. And he wants to deal with the point. But many times where we get to rebel, when now God is trying to deal with the point. That's where we get trouble in our life. When the time now, when God starts dealing with our problem, that's where we get the trouble. That's where we get the problem. Because we never want God to deal with our problem. We want God to leave it there. Like the young rich ruler, he was expecting that God will not deal with his case. God will tell him that, oh, off enough, you can go because you know the commandment already. But Jesus knows that the problem wasn't the commandment. Because he can still observe the commandment and go to hell. And we find it later that he went to hell because he didn't take the prescription of Dr. Jesus. Now you rejected the prescription, you die. And remember we says that the prescription is not to kill you. It's to save you. But it's to kill the disease inside of your body. And the word of God, the message of the hour, is not to kill you. It's to kill the sin soul inside of you and to give you a new birth. That's why if someone preach, don't be against the preacher. The preacher just try to show you the way. It's not against you. That is against the sin that is inside of your body. That's what the problem. We don't target anybody. Every genuine believer, every genuine preacher, we have no problem with any particular individual. But because of his duty and his job, he has to preach against the things that God doesn't like them.
Right.
Now because the prophet say, you must have now a very good druggist. That the druggist hold now, it holds a lot of important things on it. And how he must be faithful to his commission. And he must make sure that the number, the amount of the poison that must be put in. The antidote, he say, the prophet says, if there's too much poison inside of it, it will kill who? It will kill the patient inside of killing the disease. But he say, if there's no enough antidote on it now, it will not have no effect. But he must mix these things. And himself now, Jesus Christ, he become the antidote. The innocent become a sinner for you to live. And himself now, become now the poison to kill the sin inside of your life. That you and I, we could live freely. Now, in the time of Noah, if you go back to Genesis chapter 6, when God looked at the condition now of the world in that time, God saw how the world was in that mess. The world was in that condition now. And God, because it's always being a doctor, he has a prescription now. And he must give a prescription to Noah. And you see the condition of the age now. Of that time now. And God says in Genesis chapter 6 verse 14. He said, make the ark of gopher wood. Rooms shall thou make it in the ark. And shall pitch it within and without with pitched. And this is the fashion which thou shall make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth and breadth of it 50 cubits, and the highest of it 30 cubits. Now this is God's prescription to Noah.
That's right.
Because the world was in the condition that God wants to destroy it. God wants to finish with the world condition. But before he could finish with it, remember we says, the prophet says, God never send you to hell. It is you that send yourself to hell. By your decision. By rejecting God to provide the way. Now God tell Noah now, make the ark. What was the purpose of the ark? The purpose of the ark was like a prescription now. It's to save the life of whoever we believe in the message of Noah. He will escape from the judgment of God. He will escape from the wrath of God. Because God has to destroy the world now. Now, before he could destroy it, he provided a way for his people. That's why God, before he could destroy this earth, he always provided a way for his people. And the prophet says God is perfect in three. God does the same thing always. He said God doesn't change his way of doing things. The prophet said there's a mathematical number of the revelation of God. He said God is perfect in three. And if you look at the natural woman, God explained himself in the nature. He said when the woman wants to give a birth, she has to go through three stages. I observe it myself, and the prophet is perfectly right. He said the water has to come out first. That a sinner has to go through the water of baptism. And after the blood come, and after the blood now, the baby will come crying now. Now the life will come. He said it's the same thing to a Christian life. A Christian has to go through a three stage. He must go through the water of baptism that he's confessed inside of him. And he accepted that his way is wrong. This way that will save me. And the person will go to the water. And from the water now, the blood now, cleansing things. God, we must sanctify the person. And he said sanctification is a Greek word that has a compound meaning. You know, it's cleansed and put aside. And he said now after, God will put his life inside of it. And the vessel will be for God use.
That's right.
And it will be for the master user. And say that the same thing now. This world now, before it could come to a new Jerusalem,
Amen.
God has to bring it that way.
Amen.
And he says through water, he did it with Noah.
That's right.
And now, through the shedding blood of the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
He sanctified it. And the third things now, the prophet says, the consuming fire must come and consume all the atmosphere that is contaminated, all the sin life. Then it can become a dwelling place of God. Now, you and I, for us to become the dwelling place of God, we must go through the stage. Because that is God's prescription now. Because he said to Peter, repent and be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And God now knows that this world in the condition it is now is heading to death. Now, before the world could be destroyed now, what I have to do, I must provide the way for my people. And that provide the way to the people. It was grace for the children of God, but it was a judgment to the world. The same water that allow now the ark of Noah to float on it is the same water that killed the very people that rejected the word of Noah.
That's right.
The message of Noah. That the same thing, the message of the hour, that is a blessing to you and I. It's the same message that will judge the denomination church. It's the same message that will judge the people of this world.
That's right.
Now, because it's God's prescription for the age of Noah, the message of Noah was God's prescription for that particular age. Now, from this age that we are living, the message of Elijah is the prescription for this age. If you want to escape of the tribulation, if you want to escape of the plague, you must, it's mandatory. You must believe in the message of the hour. And the message must become life inside of you. The message must do the work inside of you. It's not enough just joining the church, no. But the message must do something inside of you. Because the prescription of the doctor has the power to transform your life.
Right.
And it has the power to change you from death condition to life condition.
Amen.
That the word of God has the power to change you from the death condition to life condition.
Yes.
But you must take it the way God has given it.
Right.
Now, if you don't take it, you add something to it. It created death. Now, let's read Revelation chapter 22. And to show you that God's prescription, nothing can't be added to it. Because he say himself, if you add something to it, you will reap what? The plague. Now, Revelation 22, verse 18. And it says, For I testify unto every man that heareth the word of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plague that are written in this book. Now, the same book of God, the Bible. Now, there is also plague there. Now, if you add something, because to the people that reject the word of God, to the people that reject the leadership of God, they must reap something. Because there is a law of sowing and reaping. And we know that when the young rich ruler rejected the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, his final decision was hell. That's where was his destination. Now you must take these things, that these things, it can seem simple, but it's very important. Because everything in this life is based upon Jesus, Dr. Jesus' prescription. Everything is best there. Every particular need that you have. If you have need of healing of the body, there's a prescription for that. Now, the prophet says now, he is the doctor of the soul. That's where we're getting. The doctor of the soul. Now, that's the doctor Jesus. There's a physical doctor. This natural doctor that learned from college or university. They will help you with the body. But this great doctor is both the doctor of the body and the soul. And what is most important things? Matthew chapter 10 tells us that the most important things, the one you need to feed the most, is not the doctor that can destroy your body. No. The scripture says, Jesus himself, feed the one who can destroy both the body and the soul. And that's the only man that can destroy both the body and the soul is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not American bomb. It's not a Russian bomb. The Russian bomb can destroy the body, but death will change you to another destination. Amen. You go either to paradise or you go to hell. That's why it's going to change. But if someone has Christ, there's no death in him. Because Christ himself has proven that he is the resurrection. And he resurrected, which it means that he's the eternal life. Now, for you to have that eternal life, he made the things so simple. He didn't make the things complicated. When he spoke to Abraham, the prophet said, God will not ask you something that you are not able to do. No, God will ask you something that you are able to do. If God calls you to be a message believer, he has put all the ability needed inside of you that for you to be a message believer. But the problem many times that happened to our life is not with the druggist, is not with the doctor. It with ourselves. Why when they give us, you say, I don't like this kind of medicine. And you go home and you brush it, you put it aside. The sickness will never, never leave your body.
That's right.
Unless you take the prescription the way the doctor has given it.
Amen.
Now, the life will not change if you don't take the word of God the way God has given unto it.
Amen.
And each time now, when the prescription is rejected, what comes next is death.
Amen.
There's nothing remaining, it's death.
Amen.
Because you went to the hospital. You went to see the doctor because you were sick. And the doctor examined and tell you, it says, sir, this is the condition with you. This is the problem with you. There is a spiritual amnesia inside of your life. There is something that must be done there. But you say, ah, this was just a man speaking. No, it's the doctor examining your case. And tell you, because the purpose you went there, you want the doctor to tell you what is wrong with the body. But what happened if the doctor tell you what is wrong with your body? And you say, no, it's not that way. You die yourself. The prophet says you die at the doctor's foot. It's like the young rich ruler. He died at the doctor Jesus' foot. And he tell him exactly the problem with you is not observing the commandment. There is something that is lacking inside of you. You need a separation, separated from those kind of the people. They are not giving you a good influence. What they are bringing up in your life, it is just critics. It is just bringing you down. They will not helping you at all. It's not making you together with Christ. They are just separating you more from Christ. Because if it is Christ that comes from you, you will have the same life that Christ has. Because the doctor has grace. Doctor has everything that to deal with the patient. Because I went to the hospital, the way they do, they train them very well. They train them very well. They will clean even the things that you can't think that they can clean them. My wife was telling me when he gave birth last time, and she was telling me, the doctor, what to do, some of the things, clean some of the dirty things. My wife says, no, let me clean this. And the doctor says, no, this is my job. You see, the doctor's job is to help you. It's to make you happy. That now what Jesus is for is now not to offend you. It's to make you happy. But what Jesus says, woe at him that is offended by my word. Woe at him that is offended by my word. But if you offend by the word of Christ, it's woe at you. Because he wants to deal faithful with your heart. He wants to deal faithfully with your soul. And to tell you what is wrong with you. And to show you the way that you can come out of that condition. And the only way that you can come out of that condition is getting the prescription. And we see that in every age, in every hospital, they are different. They are different. TB hospitals, specialists, they are different from cancer one. And those problems with the children, they are different from all them, they are different. And God knows that in these particular things, the people need these things. That's why the prophet said, in this lukewarm condition, this lukewarm age, what God knew that these people, they don't need any other spirit except the spirit of Elijah. You know, how do we know that someone has the spirit of the Elijah? The prophet said the man will like the wood, and he's a man of wood, and he's a man of no compromising. That's why the prophet will come and preach the message until, let me read one quote for you. That will, the prophet will come to preach the message until one man, he come to the prophet now. And he said to the prophet, he said, Brother Branham, I want to lay a hand on you. And the prophet says, why, sir? He said, no, because you get out of the road. Because inside of you, teaching these people how to receive the Holy Spirit and how to prophesy, because that's what God sent you for. You are so much hitting on them. And the prophet says, sir, what do you want me to teach them? This Holy Spirit and the prophecy. Why they don't know the ABCs? You see, now he diagnosed the problem. He said, the problem with the people now, they must get the ABC right first. That's right. If the ABC is not right, they don't know how to live one another. They don't know how to live between them, sisters and the brothers. It's not possible for them to receive the Holy Spirit. They must learn the ABC first.
That's right.
They must know these things first. And Christ will not bring you to a higher level without dealing with you faithful in the level that you are in now. Amen. How can you speak about great things where the love of God is not yet in you? How can you speak about these things, the power of the spoken word? Can you speak about a third pole? Why God says that, no, there's something needing there. There's a need there that first needed to be addressed first. And the prophet said, the party council world, the denomination church, they're speaking about speaking in tongues. They speak about the Holy Spirit. But their busy is not right yet. They don't know even how to dress up themselves to go to church. How they will claim to have the Holy Spirit? Because they, before the Holy Spirit could come, these things must be right first.
Amen.
But the Holy Spirit, the prophet said, the right attitude to the promise of God will give you them.
That's right.
It will give you them. Because God made his promise easy. Because the scripture, itself, it says now that the promise of the Holy Spirit is to them that was in the day of Pentecost and to those that will believe afar away.
Right.
And that promise of the Holy Spirit, it's for you and I. And God gave that the Holy Spirit. It's not for someone else. It's for you and I.
Amen.
But we must get the things right for us to get it. The things has to be right. It's God-given promise.
Amen.
God made it for his children. It's you. It's for you and for me. That's the way God sent it. That it shall lead us. But you must make the things right first. You can't expect God just to pour the Holy Spirit when the vessel is not empty. No, you have to empty yourself from the things of the world. You have to empty yourself for things that are not of God. God nature can't come where there's a hatred inside. It will not happen. No, it will not happen. The Spirit of God will not never be where there's lust inside. You can't have that Spirit of God. You can't have it. That way the denomination church, they fool themselves because they think they have the Spirit of God. No, they don't have the Spirit of God. You can only have it when the things are right. When the ABCs are right, then the Spirit of God can come upon you. And God made it so easy. He didn't make it complicated. He said, make the things right, then everything will be given unto thee. Now, as we go, as we're closing now, then we see that that's the purpose of the doctor Jesus. The purpose of the doctor is to diagnose and to treat the sick and the angel. And the doctor examine a patient's health and find a cause and solution for the illness. He find the cause and give the solution for the sickness. That's the purpose of him. Once he find the cause and he give the solution for it. And in the doctor Jesus prescription, there is every solution that you need.
That's right.
Every solution that you need. Now, if you are sick, you need just to have a faith. And thy faith will heal you.
Amen.
That's the prescription of Dr. Jesus.
Amen.
You don't need to manufacture it. The prophet said the divine healing is the truth and bread. He said even a sister can take the baby inside of her hand. And she will pray and the baby will get healed.
Amen.
That is the prescription. But you must apply it by faith.
That's right.
Now the Holy Spirit is for you and I. God made it so simple. God didn't make it complicated. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you fully repent it, and you completely change it, God will pour down the Holy Spirit inside of you.
That's right.
Now it's so important that we must know that we must take the prescription, all of it, because obedience is better than a sacrifice.
Right.
Let's go finish with John chapter 2 and to show you why Mary will advise now the disciple to do so. Mary says, his mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And there were set there six waters of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jew, containing two or three figs of a piece. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pot with water. And they fill it up. They fill it up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor and to the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tested the waters, that water made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servant which drew the water knew the governor of the feast and called the bridegroom and said unto them, every man at the beginning don't set forth good wine, and when men have walk drunk, and then that which is worse, but that has it kept the good wine until now. Now the water now, Mary told them that everything he asks you to do, do it. Now when they obey now the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, something happened now. Now something happened to them. Something was happening there. Now the water changed to wine now. And the water set it there. Nobody would like to drink it. But now when the water become wine now, it brought some stimulation now. The people want to drink it now. Something happened. Something has changed. Why? Because they obey to the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why obedience is better than a sacrifice.
Right.
If you obey his word, he will change your life. He will change you from mortal condition to eternal life. If you obey, if you look at this water, it's like you and I. When we were in the world, we have no value. There was nothing in us that can attract the eyes of the people. But when he changed us now, something now, there's attraction now in the mountain. When he changed to us now, even the devil himself is attracted to us because he finds that there is something different with these people. But you must be surrendered in the hand of God. He's the only one who can change you. That you must take the prescription. Now you must be also happy when you go and find a pastor that will preach you, a minister that will preach you the full counsel of God, that will point you to Christ, that will separate you from the things of the world. And the prophet said, one young girl asked her, and the prophet said to the prophet, he said, no, Brother Branham, you try to take all the pleasure out of us. He said, you try to take the pleasure out of all them out of us. The prophet said, yes, for me to give you Christ, I must take the worldly things first out of you, then I can give you Christ. He said, I can't give you Christ while the things of the world is in you. It must be empty first. You empty yourself now, then I can pour Christ in. And Christ is waiting at the door.
That's right.
He's there waiting for you to make yourself empty, that he can fill you with his spirit. Let us all stand and sing a song. Then we'll enter to a time of prayer. I will finish it another day. I have many quotes and many things from the Bible to read. But as I say, this topic, you can't finish it in one day because it covers a lot of things in the Bible. Because all the Bible is the prescription of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's for a special age and for a special case. And each portion that we'll take, it will be for you. It can be for someone else. But we all this morning come that the doctor should examine our spiritual health and physically if necessary. That he can make some change because the doctor's duty is to heal us, is to save us from dying condition, that to give us life. Let's sing the song that we will enter to a time of prayer.
Let's sing that, trust and obey. Amen. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still. And with those who will trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey. Oh, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt, no a fear, not a turn, no a tear. Come with the thing we trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey. Oh, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toes he doth richly repay. Not a grief for earth, oh yeah, not a crown or a cross, but a blessed if trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey. Oh, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the daylight of his love until all on the favor he shows, and the joy he bestows are with them who will trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at his feet. Oh, we'll walk by his side in the way. What it is we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey. Oh, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Let's sing one more, bro. Let's sing it out. Where he leads me, bro.
He leads me, I will follow.
I can hear my Savior calling, sorry.
I can hear my Savior calling.
I can hear
my Savior calling.
Take thy cross
and follow me. Oh, I can. Where he leads me, I will. Where he leads me, where he leads me, I will follow.
Where he leads me,
I'll go with him,
hold the way.
I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden.
I'll go with him,
hold the way.
Where he leads me,
I will follow.
I'll go with him
through the judgment.
I'll go with him,
with him,
oh,
go with him, with him.
Oh,
where he leads me, where he leads me, I will follow.
Any rule before we enter to a time of prayer? As you sing the last one.
My boat of life sails a troubled sea, so never there's a wind in my sea. I have a friend who watches over me when the wind turns into a gale. Oh, I know the master of the wind. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the maker of the rain. Jesus, come and storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the maker of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the high. Above the pits my soul can be found. Unexpected soul may drive me from the heights, brings me down, but never brings me down. I know the master of, I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. Jesus, come storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the maker. Oh, I know. Master of the world. Oh, I know my blessed Redeemer. I know
the maker of the
world. Jesus, come and storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind.
Let all of us bow our head and let us speak to the Lord, the one who spoke to us this morning. Seigneur, notre Dieu, encore une fois de plus, me voici devant ta sainte présence à ce moment pour te dire merci, car toi tu as été fidèle.
Seigneur, cette semaine qui commence, nous voulons commencer avec toi. Nous voulons manifester ta sainte parole et vivre une vie ta sainte parole, afin que Seigneur Jésus-Christ, toute chose puisse être au Dieu Tout-Puissant pour ta sainte gloire. Gloire et louange sur le Dieu Seigneur. Que le nom puissant au Fils Jésus-Christ, celui qui vit au cercle, cercle, ton Seigneur.
Let's bow our head as we ask Brother David to come forth and close with a word of prayer.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, yes, Lord, we are so thankful for your loving kindness, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we thankful, Lord, that as we humble ourselves, we are we're able to utter your name, that precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, what a privilege it is, Lord, not to know how to say the name, but to know you, Father God.
Amen.
For in you there is life.
Yes.
And Heavenly Father, even as we approach thee, Lord, this morning, Father God, we're so thankful, Lord, Father, even so much more upon this weekend.
Yes, Lord.
Where even the world, Lord, in the arrogance, Lord, in the intellect, but they have to acknowledge, Father God, that 2,000 years ago, Lord, you paid the price, Lord. You humbled yourself, Father God, to die a death, Lord, which you didn't deserve.
Yes.
Father, even a death which at that time to hang on a cross was the lowest of lowest.
Yes.
But Father, you led the example, Lord, and you humbled yourself, Lord. Father, and took away our sins, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You made a way, Father, that we can be here upon this day. Lord, and upon what you did 2,000 years ago.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we receive all of the blessings, Lord, which you've given to us.
Amen.
Healing, Lord, you gave it unto us.
Yes, Lord.
Blessing in whatever form you've given it to us, Lord. Father God, to know you, Lord, you gave it unto us. Because when you hung on the cross, Lord, you said it is finished.
Yes.
And Lord, all that, Father God, you purchased, we receive it even upon this day. Father God, even as we have this opportunity, we are thankful, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For the word, Lord, which we received upon this day.
Yes, Lord.
That, Lord, you are not a God of the past.
No.
But, Lord, you are alive even today, Lord.
Amen.
Father, speaking to us, Lord.
Yes,
meeting
Lord.
Our needs, Father God.
Mm.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for such a blessing.
Yes, Lord.
How we ask of thee, Father God, that you'd help us. That, Lord, in our daily lives, in the busyness of this life that we live in, may we not ever be, Lord, just used to some kind of a custom,
no.
Lord, of just knowing you're far off. But, Lord, our desire, Lord, is to have humble, meek lives, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, honest, clean lives
yes,
before
Lord.
Thee, Father.
Amen.
Lord, that you'd be true to us in our souls, Lord.
Mm.
Father God, that when we call upon your name, we know that we speak into a God who's alive forevermore.
Yes.
Lord, and the things that we ask for, we know, we have that assurance. If we know you, we have the assurance that you will give them unto us.
Yes, Lord.
Grant grace, grant mercy,
Lord,
Lord, even unto from the youngest, Lord, that's present here upon this day, even to the eldest.
Mm.
Lord, we know that each of us, we had our portion upon this day.
Mm.
Father God, we're so thankful, Lord, for our brother, Lord, putting himself aside and allowing
Lord.
You to
yes,
use
Lord.
Him, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray and ask that you'd give us grace not to look upon the human veil, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, but to look at the promise of your word.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, and to, you said, Lord, you'd give gifts unto men, Father.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, grant us grace, grant us mercies, Lord. Forgive us where we'd slip.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for the atonement of the blood.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we so much appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Lord, we want to ask you even once again. You said, Lord, we should pray without ceasing.
Yes.
Father, for those that are not well,
mm.
Lord, we ask for a special touch, Lord,
please,
even
Lord.
Upon them, Lord. Father God, Brother Jose,
mm.
Lord, be merciful to him.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We think of Brother Vladimir's children, Lord,
yes,
upon
Lord.
This morning. They were ill last night.
Mm.
I pray, dear God, that you touch them, Lord,
please,
even
Lord.
At this time.
Mm.
Father, that they'd be able to join with us when we meet again, Lord, on Wednesday.
Mm.
Grant grace, Lord. There may be many others that didn't put a request, Lord. We think of Denzel,
mm.
Lord, in and out of the hospital.
Yes, Lord.
Father, sometimes it works that way. But we know all things work together for your good.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we just trust in you, Lord, that the young man,
mm.
Father, will one day receive his full healing,
Lord. Please,
Lord. We hold on to the promise of
yes,
your word.
Yes, Lord.
Please touch each and every one, Lord.
Mm.
Meet every need upon this day, Father.
Mm.
Lord, even as we come before you now, Father, we think of our pastor as well. Be
yes,
merciful
Lord.
To him.
Mm.
We trust that he was a blessing, Lord, to the saints there.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, and Lord, we trust that you used him, Lord, to bless your bride, Lord, even in the part of the world where he is now.
Mm.
Father, just give him a safe travel when he'd return.
Please, Lord.
Be with his family. Keep them, Lord, in his absence, Lord.
Mm.
Undertake for them, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, even now as we depart and go our different ways, Father, our heart's desire is for your Holy Spirit to accompany us.
Please, Lord.
Lord, in all the things that we do,
mm.
all the things that we'd say. Father God, we appreciate you and what you've done for us, Lord,
mm.
as we give praise, honor, and glory to thee. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 Let's sing one song, then we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I know the master of the way. I know the maker of the way. He can calm a storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the way. Sometimes I sow, sometimes I sow, like an eagle to the heights above the peaks. My soul can be far, and an unexpected storm may drive me from the heights, brings me low, but never brings me down. I know the master of the rain. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. Jesus, come the storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the way. I know master of the way. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the can calm a storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of